Hey, everybody. So I'm going to tell you the story of my former debit card's password. Former, not current, you thieves and liars. So the year was 2009, right, and I was heartbroken. My girlfriend at the time, the love of my life, we had just broken up. And that weekend, I had to judge a moot court competition at a law school. What a moot court competition is pretty much 30 hopeful or 50 hopeful law students come in, pretend to be lawyers, and two real judges, and for some odd reason, me, get to be Supreme Court justices and argue with them. And so essentially, for 3 days, I just sit there in the same room, wear a black robe, and yell at law students. If you ever want to get over a breakup, it is the best thing ever, because you get to yell at people for 3 days and make them feel like garbage. Well, needless to say, it's blind grading. So when they walk in, they don't tell you their name. They only give you a number. So on day two, I was already exhausted and tired. I'd heard the same responses. I was like, I just want to get out of here. Then they go, okay, the next person is 6666. And I already was excited because it's the mark of the beast plus one. So it's even better. And in walks this girl. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, she was beautiful. She had, like, taxi cab ears, this, like, really cute nose, and a purple demon ring around her ear. So the best way to describe her was imagine Judy Greer from Arrested Development if she was the lead singer from The Cure. And she walks in and she starts arguing. I'm like, she's great. She's fantastic. So I ask her questions. And every time I ask her a question, she starts laughing. I'm like, what the hell's up with this? I'm trying to be intimidating. And every time the two judges ask her a question, very serious, I ask her a question, she laughs. And I'm rolling my eyes like I'm really trying to be menacing. So finally at the end, we give comments. And I go, hey, why were you laughing? What the heck? And she goes, I'm not going to tell you. And I was like, oh. Interest peaked. So needless to say, she leaves. I score, very good score, fantastic. Walk back into the room, finish day three, and I'm like, all right, that's over. Weekend's fine. Back to being sullen and morose. And I go out to Fraser's that with my friend, Jeff Matsuflex, who was an absolute douchebag. We finished drinking at like 1 a.m., and this was during Snowpocalypse, so it's 2009, right? So it's 1 a.m. driving back on Charles Street. The roads are barren and empty. The only thing there is piles of snow on the road. As I'm driving down the road, who's walking on Charles Street absolutely alone? 6666. And I realize this is my chance. I have to talk to her. But there's snow mounds on the road. So what I do is I take my car and I swerve it onto a snow mound 3 feet on the ground, also happening to deflate my tire. And I roll down the window, and instead of being a normal person and saying hi, I just scream, 66666. And she screams, who are you? And I go, I'm the judge from yesterday. Remember me? And she goes, no. So I open my door and I get on and I go, now do you remember? She goes, yeah. And I said, hey, look, you did a great job. I'm really hopeful you're going to make a team. And she goes, yeah. And I said, you know, we should really get coffee sometime. And she looks at me and she goes, you know, I just tried out in front of you. Isn't that entirely inappropriate and wrong? I go, it is, but also isn't romance. And she put her finger in her mouth and gagged. And I knew at that moment, I'm like, this is a magical moment right now, when I am on Charles Street, having pulled over and stalked a woman walking home. The next day, I had to get a new debit card, and the young Nigerian man asked me what I wanted my password to be, and I said, sir, the answer is obvious. 6666. Every story should never end with an end. Always end with a beginning. Because you do not want to know what happened with me in 6666. Because I seem really great right now. Oh, God, you'd hate me if I told you the rest of the story. Seriously, you'd hate me. Sorry. No. No. I will not get sued. It's not that bad. All right, that's it.